Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 17 and 18. In the following instructions, I cannot praise you, for it sounds as if more harm than good is done when you meet together. First, I hear that there are divisions among you when you meet as a church, and to some extent I believe it. Paul loved the church in Corinth with a passion. He had founded the church, of course, and so it wasn't surprising that he longed for the community to thrive. It must have been particularly painful to him when they managed to get so much wrong when they came together to worship. The time when they should have been at their most united seems to have been the time when their divisions were most in evidence. We cannot be entirely clear what the problems were. We do know that their gathering focused on a celebration of the Lord's Supper. However, the way in which they did so was clearly chaotic. Some people were so eager to eat their food that they didn't share with others. This was probably exacerbated by the fact that there were both rich and poor people within the church, and the poor were getting left out. Another focus of division may well have been that there were those from a Jewish background who were insisting on kosher food. The fact that there were tensions and divisions in the church is tragic, but not really surprising, because churches are made up of frail and sinful human beings like you and me. Every church has its shortcomings. It is therefore vital that churches are blessed by people like Paul, who are willing to speak the truth in love. It would have been desperate for the Corinthian church if Paul had kept quiet about its failures. Those within it may well have been surprised and even hurt by the directness of his language, but they needed to hear the truth if they were to grow. And we're just the same. So let me ask you a question. Who is good at speaking the truth in love in your own church? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, forgive us for the way in which our churches fall short of what you want. Help us to listen with patience and care to those who tell us how we could improve. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. Well, God bless you. Hope you have a really good day.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.